This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Japanese macaques, or snow monkeys, are among Japan's most mythologized animals, and the most adaptable. Macaques live throughout Japan.
Macaques.
What
it's
is
not
it?
Not macaques, it's macaques.
It's a macaque.
Are you sure?
I'm positive.
Macaque.
Macaque.
Yeah.
Macaque.
Yeah.
Like
macaque. It'd be even more macaque in Boston. It wouldn't be macaque in Boston.
Macaque.
Childish behavior, man. Childish, immature behavior, not acceptable. Just absolutely not acceptable. Occasionally, if you drink too much and you throw up and you're not feeling great when you come to work in the morning, I appreciate the effort. If you've had to do that from time to time because you had to go to an event on a Thursday night, we've all had it happen. You go, and then you're having a good time, and you don't stop, and you're going
to... We just follow in the footsteps of our great leader.
Oh, I am.
You have set the example for us. You paved the road for
I've
us,
had
man.
Some very, very embarrassing moments. Very, very embarrassing moments. So I have learned that guys usually laugh it off. Like the guys at Air Around the Clock thought it was funny the next day because you need to call and apologize to those guys. It was embarrassing. How did you get so drunk? You didn't even know. I didn't know any of those people. I just met them. And you drink that much? I go, it's Johnny Walker Blue. Of course I was going to drink it. Johnny Walker Blue is expensive. So I call them. They're laughing. They thought it was funny, right? You see a human
side. Oh, you did
call
and apologize.
Oh, I didn't know him that well at the time. Uh-huh. Now I realize it's acceptable behavior with those guys over there.
I think it's acceptable with most people. Like, I don't know.
It just happens. Sometimes it sneaks up on you. I didn't know when I got in the back of that limo that my head was going to start spinning while I was sitting there.
That's the worst feeling, isn't it?
Oh, that's when you know it's done. Yeah. It's too late. It's too late.
That's rough.
Wasted a great steak, too. God, it was good steak I had that night.
Really? You puked it up?
Oh, it's gone. Had no shot. Everything.
Yeah, yeah, but like, what's the difference? So you enjoyed eating it.
No, I would have preferred it was able to sit
rather
tonight.
Come out the other way than the mouth.
Not have that happen. But boy, I'll tell you
what the difference
she
is
was mad for a few days. Boy, she was mad.
Yeah?
Just not acceptable. Like, how do you act like that? And
I go, yeah, but that's on her though, for not knowing what she was getting into.
Oh,
right.
Well, she saw a lot of stuff.
God, she didn't hate me.
She saw a lot of warning signs. Right? Is that what you're saying? Like, she saw when we were dating.
Yeah.
She saw, and we lived together a little bit, so she saw.
Should have known you like to have a drink occasionally.
Yeah,
it was part of the scouting report on you.
Scouting report?
Yeah.
There was some bad. Scouting reports have gotten a lot better. I'm proud to say that.
The analytics?
We've all grown up a little bit. We've all grown up a little bit from some of the Have you done some stuff? You ever think back on something stupid you've done, though? Really, really stupid. Like, and it's still like, I can't believe. I can't.
Yeah,
you'll
but you
see
gotta
somebody.
Try not to think of that stuff.
No,
right?
But I'll see somebody and I'll go, oh, my God. I still remember what I said or I did. I'm like, oh, God, how stupid are you? I'll have these unbelievable conversations with myself. Like, God, how do you do that? So stupid. dumb. All right, hey, we've got
that, like the big horse thing.
That was a bad one.
Yeah. You ever see that woman anymore?
No. She is. It's gotten
that's
back
one of my
to me.
Stories, by the way.
No, I just I told her, I said, you, she did something really great. And I said, you are a big horse. And I was going through that thing. I was calling everything was great. You know, somebody's dominating the
big horse.
Yeah,
like Derrick Henry. Yeah.
Yeah, the big horse.
Yeah.
And she went, excuse me? Didn't take it well. I think the worst one I did a long, long time ago. And I was drinking wine, sipping wine in San Francisco at an art show.
Oh, boy.
And
you know how you feel about art.
Bored to death.
Yeah.
Taking one for the family at the time.
You were with your family?
Well, my first family.
Okay.
First time around.
Gotcha.
So we're sitting there at this art gallery, private art gallery showing in the city and this stuff. And I didn't find it very attractive to start with, but they did, and they were investing and stuff. So I said, you know, what the hell, you got to do it. And so I'm sitting around, and so I see this woman over by herself. So I go over there, and I noticed her stomach was.
I know you're going with this.
She looked pregnant.
Yep.
And I said, got to ask you, how many months pregnant are you? How you doing? Just to make small talk, because she was by herself and she looked, I couldn't tell if she was half bored or really studying the art, you know. But her husband was away from her, and she went, oh, I'm not pregnant, I'm just fat. And about that time.
But see, you make those mistakes so the rest of us don't have to, though. I appreciate that.
So my wife comes over and goes, and my father-in-law at the time, and I go, what happened? God. I said, well, and what she happened? And her husband comes over, and she says it again, and she was like, she wasn't mad that I said it, but she goes, no, I'm just fat. God, we had to leave, which wasn't all bad, but we had to leave. They go, we got to go. That was it.
But that story
but
is,
they got
is
in
good
the car.
For other guys to know, though.
They were in the car, so now we're driving back to another part of Saratoga, part of Northern California. We're leaving the city, and now you know it's coming, right? Now I'm sitting there, and they're like, I can't believe you've said to that woman, how many months pregnant are you? What made you do that? And I go, I was just making small talk, and I could have sworn I looked, and it just looked like the area where women, it fooled me a little bit. I wasn't prepared for that one.
Yeah.
And so they just gave me the business the whole way home.
Mm-hmm.
It was quiet, and, you know, it was just, you could tell everybody was mad because they had to leave this private event. You know, the cheeses and the wine, the nice wine, and the guy that, it's the guy's actual art. And the guy was really, like, that stuff was really expensive at the time. I just didn't find it attractive, but it was modern art, and this guy was well-known, and so it was a real private showing. And, you know, and I think I'd appreciate it more now knowing all that instead of when I was in my second or third year in the NFL.
Appreciate the art more?
Yeah, maybe.
I don't think so.
But anyway,
you don't strike me as an
the
art
point
guy
was that
day,
I
but
opened my big mouth and I just.
But you've, so I know that you did that, and that story helps people in their day to day. Like,
how does that help somebody?
Because there's a girl that works here, and we saw her a couple weeks ago. She looks like she's about to give birth tomorrow. I didn't say anything.
I don't care.
I mean, I know she's 9 months pregnant. I'm not going to say anything.
Well, I've seen that too since that day, and that happened in the 80s, and I will not. If it, everybody's going, man, I want it. She can have a big baby. I go, I don't know. You ask her. I'm sure you can go ask her. I'm not asking her how big the baby. What did the doctor tell you? How big the baby's going to be? I'm not asking her.
I mean, this
because my luck is she's just going to say, no, bad read. I'm just a little overweight.
No, she's big as a house, and it's all in her stomach, but. I mean, yeah, what if you say something and she's like, no, I've just been pounding buffets like every day.
Literally,
I'm on the buffet circuit.
But I got to tell you, the woman didn't get mad. She didn't blow up. There's a little sarcasm in there because she obviously had money, she and her husband. You weren't going to be at this event unless you had money. And she looked at me and she said, no, I'm just fat.
Yeah, she probably cried herself to sleep. After the fact, but
then her husband goes, "What happened? can you tell him when I leave?"
Sorry, I called your wife fat.
I didn't call her that. I thought my mouth has gotten me in a lot of trouble through the years.
I love her response, by the way. I'm not praying, I'm just fat.
No, she said that.
Yeah,
And by the way, her voice never changed. It wasn't like she was embarrassed for me. There was a little sarcasm in there. I can tell that. And then the husband came over because he goes, "What's everything okay?" "No, I just ruined a friggin' night, sir. I just ruined the night for your wife and for myself. Because as you can see, my group's ready to leave right now."
Now, you probably ruined his night too, right? Because I'm guessing things didn't go well in the after the fact for him.
He didn't do anything.
I'm sure she wasn't feeling great about herself, so he probably didn't have a big night.
I'll never say a word again. You could come in. Yeah.
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about. There's the girl that works here. She's obviously about to give birth.
I don't know who you're talking about. I have no idea. But I do know that Mike Florio is going to join us
well
next.
Well played, sir.
Yes. See, I well told played. You I'm growing yeah. up. Mike Florio next.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
It is time to head back out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Shop over 2,000 Toyotas on sale at one location. Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. ToyotaofHollywood.com.
All right, Woody, thank you so much. The league that never sleeps, that allows Mike Florio and people like myself to talk one sport year-round, because that sport, the NFL, never sleeps. Tags, cuts, trades, free agency, draft. And I can't get enough of it, including the quarterback position. Every offseason, Mike, for me, is number one to watch, the veteran quarterbacks and where they're going to end up going. How about for you?
Well, and you know, it didn't used to be that way. Starting quarterbacks weren't guys who hit free agency. They'd get new contracts. Maybe they'd get traded. But just the last 6 or 7 years, it's become a big part of the free agent class, the veterans who are moving from team to team. Tom Brady was the big one. Remember, Phillip Rivers went to the Colts, and now you've got Aaron Rodgers, who isn't technically a free agent, but he's going to be cut, and he'll become one. It's just part of it now. And teams are willing to let go of the bird in the hand, recognizing that the only way to become a true high-end contender is to upgrade at the quarterback position. They're not clinging to guys, especially older guys like they used to, while they wait to draft and develop someone. They think they can find someone else. And with more quarterbacks in free agency, they look at those guys.
And you know, Mike, the other part of this, it just doesn't seem like, and you talk to a lot of people, that everybody's not a lot of people are very excited about this draft class of quarterbacks So I think it puts more pressure on, like, okay, if we're not crazy about him and we don't want to take one of these guys early in the draft, then we got to try to figure out which of these guys, Darnold and Wilson and Rodgers and Fields and the rest of them, that we can win enough games to keep our jobs.
Well, you're right. And that's part of the tension that comes into quarterback upgrades all the time. If you are a coach or a GM and you draft a young guy, are you even going to be there when the payoff comes? Or does that give you more time because, hey, you know, the owner understands we need to see what this guy can do. But some teams are going to feel compelled to make a move aimed at getting better right away. But most of the guys that are out there, except for Fields and Darnold, but we don't know how good they're ever going to be. We don't know how Darnold's going to be away from Kevin O'Connell. We don't know what Justin Fields' ceiling is or whether he's already reached it. But, you know, some of these other guys like Rodgers and Wilson, they're older. And whatever you do with them is going to be a short-term fix while you come up with a longer-term plan.
Did you to end it with this quarterback thing? I hear Aaron Rodgers, he's working out in Southern California, and he's got the TMZ guy there, and he says, hey, what do you want? And he says, well, I want somebody that wants me, number one, and a team that I can win with. Like, I'd like to go to a good team and be the starting quarterback. And I'm thinking, I don't know, Aaron, if you may get a job, but it may be with a team that has not been very good if it happens. And then what does Aaron Rodgers do?
Well, that's why I thought it's ridiculous to tie him to the Raiders, because the Raiders are a distant fourth in one of the best divisions in football, three playoff teams in the AFC West last year. And other than Max Crosby and Brock Bowers, who are two great foundational pieces, what do the Raiders really have right now, and how much better would Rodgers make them? And does he want that to be the last chapter of his football book? After 2 years with the Jets that were very disappointing, four snaps 1 year, five wins the next, the fewest wins in a full season for Rodgers as a starter, does he really want that to go to another place where we're going to say, man, good old days were a long time ago for Aaron Rodgers. Why does he keep hanging around? So that's why I thought Pittsburgh makes the most sense. Now, there was some noise earlier this week about the Rams. If they move on from Matthew Stafford, I can understand Rodgers wanting the Rams. I can't understand the Rams viewing Rodgers as a preferred alternative to Matthew Stafford. Rodgers is 4 years older, and Stafford right now is better than him.
Yeah, he has been. You're right. So, well, you got caught up in it. The Richie Incognito 12 years ago, Bullygate, Jonathan Martin comes out and says, I never got bullied. I've been trying to tell everybody that for the last 10 years. And Ted Wells report, now everybody's talking about that again. I saw you got in the middle of it, and Richie, you and a few other people, Schefter, one of our writers here in town, Joe Shad, he was looking for somebody, I guess, to say, hey, you guys going to come out and write something that everybody was wrong about my situation?
Well, there was a certain irony to the fact that a guy who insists that he was never a bully was bullying members of the media to cry uncle and say that everything that was contained in the 140-page Ted Wells report was fabricated. And, Joe, there's a nuance to it that is reflected in how you set it up. Richie Incognito reacted to Jonathan Martin's quote, one line from a lengthy ESPN.com article that nobody wanted. I saw it last week, and it's like, why the hell is there a 10,000-word story about Jonathan Martin? When I saw the picture, I'm like, I don't even know who that is. Martin didn't say he was never bullied. He says he never believed he was bullied. And this is the guy who was the victim of bullying. And if you look at the Wells report, there are multiple references in there to the reality that the guy who's on the short end of that kind of treatment is inclined to not say he was treated that way. And it was a very nuanced and complicated relationship. They were friendly at times, and then they weren't. It was a bipolar relationship. That's what Martin called it. But this is not an exoneration of Richie Incognito. As loudly as he tries to shout that it is, if you look at that report, now, there are issues with Ted Wells' overall credibility from the Deflategate case a year later, where I think he had an end in mind and he worked backward. But I read that whole report this week. I didn't want to be in the middle of this. I didn't ask for this. I got better things to do than relitigate something from 12 years ago. But when you go back and look at that report, and you look at the things that Incognito is accused to have done, and there are quotes in there like, for the most part, he admits that he said and did those things. It doesn't matter if Jonathan Martin's trying now to reclaim his life and say he never believed he was bullied and it was his parents who got this thing going. Joe, if my 23-year-old son had been in the middle of the stuff he was in the middle of, and there are text messages from months in advance where they're encouraging him to try to stand up to these guys and yada, yada. At some point, I'm doing something about it, too. And I'd say most people would. You don't want to see a loved one go through that stuff. And ultimately, it started. Why? Why did it start? Because he had an episode that caused him to walk out of the facility and check himself in for treatment. So let's not forget the past here. And if we're going to start down the path of cherry-picking quotes, go back and read the whole report. And let's refresh our memories on what went down, because Richie Incognito is not the victim. And I didn't even mention the time that he took a golf club and rubbed it in private areas of a female employee who was, or a female volunteer at the team's charity golf outing. That's separate. That's separate. And other things that he was linked to are separate. This one, just read the Wells report. And that's what's been exasperating this week, that people just want to focus on one line from an ESPN story now and forget 140 pages from 12 years ago.
All right. So we watched this thing last night, and I thought it was great for hockey. It was. USA, Canada, I don't know how much you, or if you watch any of it at all, but took the place of the All-Star game. And we've been talking a lot about how bad the NBA All-Star weekend was. They're trying to figure out their deal. We got flag football, and we're playing ball tag and hit the guy running and all kinds of games at the Pro Bowl. Mike, I don't know what the answer is for these things, but there's a lot of money behind the NBA and NFL that these things aren't going to completely go away, because they got sponsorship that wants as much of these two sports as they can get. So what happens going forward that we could hit maybe a grand slam like last night USA and Canada did?
Well, one of the things I saw in the aftermath of last night's game is several of the players that were involved in it have injuries that will cause them to miss time for their regular teams. That's what undermines the ongoing interest of the NHL. Are you willing to assume the risk that your property that you have under contract as players on your team is going to get damaged by these exhibition games, whether it's the Olympics, which the NHL has been involved in from time to time, or the Four Nations Face-Off, which became the best all-star exhibition that any of the major league sports currently has? That's the challenge. And what can you really do for football to bring back the days of Sean Taylor sending Brian Moorman ass up in the air in Hawaii when Moorman was trying to run a fake punt for a first down? And look, if you're healthy enough at the end of an entire football season to play one more game, the last thing you should do is play one more game.
Great.
Right? The break of the offseason, especially if you're a free agent, Tyler Eifert, the former Bengals tight end, had an ankle injury at one of the last quote-unquote real Pro Bowls that screwed up his shot at free agency. We know enough about the business of the league now, and we know enough about the health and safety of players, and we're sufficiently sensitive to it that it just doesn't make sense. And you know, I've said for years, back 15 years at least, just get rid of the Pro Bowl entirely and name the Pro Bowl team and have a dinner or something. And now that they do that NFL honors thing, just do it there. Do an AFC and NFC Pro Bowl team. Get rid of the All-Pro team, which is league-wide. Maybe you can do that, I guess, if you want. But just do AFC All-Pro and NFC All-Pro and name them all at the NFL honors, and they get their celebration, and that's it. Because really, how much money are you making from it, and is it worth it? When you're down to $4.7 million, it's plummeted from $6.3 to $4.7 million to watch the stupid flag football game at a time when they're determined to turn flag football into a thing. They want to make flag football happen, and I don't know how many football fans really care about flag football, but I guess if you're saturated with it long enough, you eventually will. But there's no way to make it anything close to what we saw last night. It's just always going to be something different.
It's funny you said that, because Matthew Tkachuk's one of the guys got hurt and didn't play very much last night. We're curious. They start their season back up tomorrow night here in Sunrise in South Florida, and they don't know how long Matthew Tkachuk, so we're kind of curious about that and how the team feels about it, to your point after about getting injured during that tournament. So I got to ask you the other one that we've been talking a lot about, Mal. Boy, I'll tell you what, the future of the NFL when it comes – are we going to get to a point here, Mike, in the next 5 to 10 years where we're going to be paying for games for every channel pretty much? Netflix want to get more involved. Amazon Prime's already got a package. As we see more of these apps get involved, what's it going to look like in 5 to 10 years for NFL people? to want to watch?
I mean, aren't we already there? Somebody did the math last year on how much money it costs to be able to watch or have access to the maximum number of NFL games between Sunday Ticket and the Amazon games on Thursday night. There was a Peacock game last year to start the season, the Packers and the Eagles in Brazil. You had Netflix on Christmas Day. It's already fractured in a bunch of different directions. I'm just fascinated by what the tech companies like Netflix, the ones that have all the money, Google/YouTube, what their play is the next time the deals are up. And it's going to be in 5 years, actually 4 years. 2029 season is when the NFL can pull the
ball
on the current broadcast deals. And the Netflix chief content officer on a podcast over the weekend blurted out that Netflix would want a Sunday afternoon package. CBS and Fox currently hold those. And the reaction that I kind of got from it, because they tried to put the toothpaste back in the tube, it's like, why do they care so much? And one explanation is, and I don't want to go too far down the rabbit hole, but there's a future where one of these big companies buys a massive set of rights and then sells them back to the networks, where you've got the traditional network model, but between the networks and the NFL is one of these massive companies that goes out and buys up global rights, streams the excess, but makes sure that the broadcast audiences are served. Because that's the one thing people need to cling to, Joe. Broadcast is still strong. The content providers are realizing that three-letter over-the-air TV is still viable, and you can't maximize your audience without it. So there will always be your selection of games on free TV. But to get them all, you're going to have to pay for some of these other services.
God, Mike, it's a crazy time, man. Boy, I tell you what, I don't know what my wife's buying and not as far as these apps go, but yeah, this thing could get crazy, crazy, crazy down the road for sure. Hey, Mike, as always, thank you so much, bud. Appreciate it. Take care.
Thank you, Joe.
All right, Mike Florio from Pro Football Talk joining us this morning. Talk a little bit about the craziness and the future of the National Football League. My God. And by the way, if you think the shows are going away, have you watched ESPN? NFL, NBA. One channel got ESPN, NBA shows. The other one's doing NFL shows every day. They got fresh stuff coming out, man, or sometimes old stuff. Hey, we got a lot more stuff to get to. Steve Goldstein, Panthers TV voice, is going to join us, and we are going to talk about the USA and Canada last night. What a game, and so good for the game. That's coming up next.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a three-time champion, check out my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.